just tell you the truth. You're living in an ungrace world out there. And without realizing it, that thing will jump on you and defile you and trap you. Won't it? This is the reason why he puts this New Jerusalem in church. He says the door shall not be shut by day nor night. Ooh. Let my people get established in this thing. Let them set their lives in order and get grounded in the truth, rooted and grounded in that truth. Let them get rooted and grounded in the working of the Holy Spirit. Let them get their family in order, their lives in order. Oh. This is why he does the reaping first and gathers you in first to give you a chance to get straightened out and get in order and get rooted and grounded before that next reaping of that sharp sickle and fire begins to come, or you won't be caught in it. Grace judgment of God has come to the earth. The time of reaping is upon us. The sickle of his grace is thrust into the earth to harvest the wicked in the winepress of his wrath. Blood to the horses bitten all over the earth, as the winepress of his wrath harvest the earth. To those who reject, be it person, church, or nation, he that sits on the cloud, thrusting his sickle and reaps. We're not playing about this thing. Some of you have already seen it. You've seen it moving in a small portion in my life. The judgment that follows the rejection of this ministry, but that was only during the time of restoration. All of that judgment to follow this ministry was only a matter of protecting and keeping. That wasn't real judgment. Did you know it? That wasn't real judgment. That was just a sort of a testimony he left. A foretaste is what is coming. And he left it in many areas. Whew. He's not playing about this thing now. He said, if any person, any church, or any nation, I don't know why he left out city. That's what he said. Any person, any church, or any nation. I think I know why he left out city too, because most of the cities are controlled by churches. I think you know too, don't you? But he said, now any person or any church or any nation that doesn't come in this order and doesn't come in it quickly, he said, they have had it. You mean he's making it that plain? Absolutely. If you want to do someone a favor, a person or a church, you tell them that. Or you won't have to stand up and see them fall under the judgment of God, because that's exactly what's getting ready to happen. Abide inside of me, and I inside of you. You'll bring forth much fruit if you abide in me. I am the vine, You are the branch. Jesus our Lord said in his teaching of grace, I am the vine. My Father is the husbandman. My Father in his time does always reap. If he finds a branch not abiding in the vine, he cast it in the fire, consumed it in his wrath. If you, the branch,
if you, the branch,
abide in me, the vine,
abide in me, the vine,
then you bear much fruit,
then you bear much fruit,
for my Father's wine,
for my Father's wine,
he purges you, the branch,
he purges you, the branch,
cuts off your dead works,
cuts off your dead works,
that you bear more fruit,
that you bear more fruit,
that we all rejoice,
then we all rejoice,
the reaping time,
the reaping time,
is the end of age,
is the end of the age,
the vineyard of God,
the vineyard of God,
is the whole world,
is the whole world.
And the angels bind them,
angels bind
the wicked in the bundles,
burns the bundles
with judgment fire. But the branch that's abiding,
but the branch that's abiding
in Jesus the vine,
in Jesus the vine,
he only purges,
he only purges,
so it bear more fruit,
so it bear more fruit,
to plant other vineyards,
plant other vineyards,
all over the world,
all over the world,
in this way,
in this way,
the full age of grace comes,
the full age of grace comes.
So now we see,
so now we see,
Jesus sitting on the clouds,
on the throne,
from where Satan knocked down,
from where Satan knocked down,
sitting as the reaper,
sitting as a reaper,
with a sickle in his hand,
with a sickle in his hand.
And the angels all around,
and the angels all around,
gathered in the earth,
gathered in the earth.
I want to ask you something. How many of you have seen those angels? Raise your hand. Now you that haven't, it won't be long. It'll begin to pop like popcorn pretty soon. Once that old veil lifted off of your natural mind, and you go to seeing the heavenly thing, whew, oh, you just can't hardly describe it, can you? Whoa. Say not in your heart.
Say not in your heart.
The time is way off.
The time is way off.
See the fig tree budding. The time is at hand.
The time is at hand.
Lift up thine eyes.
Lift up thine eyes.
And look on the white field. The time of harvest is now upon you.
Is now upon you.
Those that enter New Jerusalem.
The promise is clear.
They're the seed for the new age.
The new age of grace.
All those outside.
All those outside.
Are marked for burning.
Are marked for burning.
In the furnace of God. At the change of the age.
At the change of the age.
Now, I just want to be plain with you. Everyone that is not in the New Jerusalem and settled right now, they are marked for burning. And I'm going to be plain with you. Somebody is going to have to take them and snatch them as a brand out of the fire. Somebody's going out to get them. Or they'll be burned. Ooh. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Now, he listen. The angels do the burning and the judgment, but you know who go gets those that are outside and brings them in? Snatches them as a fire, as a brand out of the fire? Who does he use to do that? Oh. You. And the only way you can snatch anyone out of there, really, well, you can go get them right now. The only way you can snatch, you get grounded in the truth of what's going on. And then you can just go get them and say, come on here. Get dominion over them, lay hands on them, say, don't tell them, talk to me, Satan, shut your mouth, don't talk back to me, come out of here. I don't care what you want or what you don't want, I've already looked on your heart and I know you belong to Jesus and here you come. Come on here. Wow. Oh yes, he's given you that kind of power. You move in, settle down on you, say, come on here. No matter you. Come out of here, Satan. Lift your hand and say, your Lord Jesus, see? Oh, confess that to me, Lord Jesus. See you right there. Head and eye, white as wool. White as snow. Roll the bone. I'm one with my Father. Body shining in resurrection power. And in your bowels. And in the bowels of my Father. In a pit of fire. In which has been placed all my nature and all working of Satan and has been destroyed. Wipe it with a blood. Do you believe you have that kind of power? You do. Good. Once you get to moving in this thing, he said, I give you power to snatch those brands out of the fire. Said, go save them with fear if need be, but get them. Said, you look on their heart, and there's a bunch of them wandering around out there. Just their heart is right toward the Lord, just absolutely captivated by Satan. Their mind filled with all old churchity and all old messy mess in their mind. Oh, you've got power that hath been destroyed. Say, well, what if I hit one that's not an obedient one? You'll see then. Oh, you'll see him either flee or stand there and tremble. And you may have to come get somebody to bring him out of that coma that Satan throws him in. Did you know the first one that Jesus cast out when he came out of the desert? Threw him in the floor. First one I ever cast out like scared me to death. Fell out on the floor and began to foam, rot, and holler. Thought they were going to die. I didn't know what to do. Finally, I said, come out of him. Got her up from there, and then everything was all right. But it doesn't make any difference. You have this power. You have the power to snatch these people out of the fire. And you can just get rid of this old religious thing about, well, they don't want to come. That doesn't make any difference at all. No, sir, it does not make any difference at all. He has not called you. He has not called you to pussyfoot around with these people. He's called you with dominion power. Whew. I know you don't believe it, but you're going to get ready to believe it pretty soon, because you feel it rising inside of you. See, one of your family or somebody messing up, get a hold of them. So let the righteous of the Lord keep not quiet. Let there be a voice be heard in every corner of the earth. The way. You know why you don't believe that's the way? Because you've been living in the wrong way all your life. Now, you've seen me do it. I don't have to prove that thing to you. You've seen me absolutely snatch folks up and them kicking and hollering and screaming, not want to come. I'd lay hands on them, put them in anyway, wouldn't I? And what would they end up doing? Speaking in tongues, moving in the spirit. Some of you are the very same shape. Had to do some of you the same way. All you want to do is argue about the Bible. You didn't know what was happening to you, but you didn't have a chance. Oh. Can't hardly wait. I just can't hardly wait till some of you realize what is on the inside of you. And once you get a taste of that victory, one or two victories, I don't feel sorry for Satan, but I feel sorry for the nervous individuals around in your neighborhood. Knowing this, our Father clothed on the earth, the New Jerusalem occupying by the first fruits from the earth, and the mysteries revealed by the workings of his kingdom, all that is left.
Is the reaping of the earth,
the order of the harvest, now becomes very plain. The New Jerusalem is God's story tells, in which together the harvest of the obedient. This gathering is now well on its way. Come up to me and Brother Pruitt, I can't do a thing to my wife. I said, well, I'll do this one time for you, but bring her to me. Whack! I've been destroyed. One of the most faithful ones in the group now. Yes, Lord. Not just one, but countless of them. Buzz Bird, I can't do a thing. My husband just won't listen to him. Well, this one dime I'll get a hold of him. Bringing me this one dime, then you can handle him now. You mean women's vote? Absolutely. Christ, there are neither male nor female. But, well, I didn't think women's vote. Listen, women's vote to usurp authority over Satan any place they see him, whether it's in a man or even in a cow. Listen, Satan hath been destroyed in you. I'll set this thing in order the way Jesus tells me. Yes, Lord. The only time, and I want you to understand this, the only time in a church that God had to tell the women to be quiet was in the Corinthian church, to my knowledge, and that was because they were in disobedience. In the other churches, he told them, said that in Christ there are neither male nor female. Now, I'm not kidding you. But the women there, and they lived with that old gossiping spirit there in the Corinthian church, they got to where they're doing the running their yappity-yappy-yap. And he'll do that again if they get together and start doing that thing. That's the reason why, and you've noticed me, the Lord, one of the things he told me, he said, now, when you start walking on these folks in judgment, he said, all chivalry goes out the window. Chivalry, he said, yes. He said, you'll walk on a woman just like you will a man. He said, because I've got to call in on my women just like I have on the men and on the children. He said, you'll walk on them in judgment, too. That's the reason you saw me whack the old kid back there a while ago. Whoa. Why? Because, listen, no kid had a calling of God on their life. And I'm not going to sit there and let Satan tear one of them up. Not with me the power to deliver them. Oh. And by all that's within me, I have walked on women and men alike. I've made no respect to a person. Have a Martha. Look like, if anything, I get a little bit harder on the women. Because the men have already learned to fear me. Yes, Lord. Oh, oh, yes, Lord. The women are not quite sure that I will whop them one. But they're learning in a hurry, aren't they? Yes, Lord. About time one or two of them's feet fly straight up and their head, and they go parallel like that on the glory of God. They learn that they're neither male nor female when it comes time for God to judge his people. Ho! So now, if you want my authority, women, and I'll take responsibility for it. If you want to start getting a hold of men with those scarves and delivering them, go right ahead. Oh. He has his order. That doesn't mean in the church he's going to violate his order among women. But in Christ and deliverance ministry, there is neither male nor female. You have the same power over Satan that a man has. Say, well, what about his order? You let me tend to that. I'm the one supposed to set it in order. He threw me. But right now, I'm telling you what to do. You get them. And I don't care whether they're men, women, boy, girl, don't call them. Just lay hold on them. Whack them. And if you need any help, call you two or three more. Brother Bruder, you act like you mean. I mean every word of it. Some of the revival I've been in, I've even had to send folks out, and they would willingly do it, and run them down and drag them to the altar. That's right. Drag them in a church and hold them there on the altar. Cast the devils out of them and get them saved, healed, and delivered. Some of you know I did it, don't you? Come on, raise your hand. You know. And they'd come kicking and screaming. Did you run them down, Brother Britton? No, I didn't have resurrection power then. Now I was too big and fat. I'd get some of the young ones to run them down. But when they got them in, oh, they do some foaming and kicking and screaming. But they'd end up sitting at Jesus' feet just as quiet as a mouse, wouldn't they? Oh, 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 oh. Now starts the burning of the ones that reject him. Now starts the burning to clear the world's field and
clear the world
for the planting of his vineyards and
all over the world.
The promise is planting
and reaping in one season.
Planting time and harvest time has come together. The former and the latter rains all fall at once.
Now fulfilled,
ye shall not plant and another reap. But planting and reaping has all come together.
I do a quick work.
Cut it short in righteousness. I do not tarry.
I come very quickly.
I found a people.
That's one with me.
And one with my father. Listen to the promise.
And the whole world
is given unto you. Lift up your eyes.
I made everything new.
Ask what you will.
And it shall be done unto you.
So that the fruit of the earth can be quickly reaped.
As Jesus the reaper
reaps the obedience.
And gathers them into the new Jerusalem.
Then we see another angel with a sickle also.
And the second angel, they reap the wicked with fire.
And the harvest of the wicked.
It's terrible to behold because iniquity has come to its religious fullness.
Blood to the horses' bits.
All over the earth.
And the cries of terror.
Weep for the earth.
Hallelujah.
Oh, let's see what happens, all right? See if anyone brings any fruit in.
Today. Let thy life's breath be life, and the next breath I draw will be in heaven's light. As thou dost pass from life unto life, thy words dost follow, and your reward is. From life unto life.
game of my life.
The next breath of love. come to this pearl of great price. And buy without money. All I ask is your life. Then you with your name written in the pearl without flaw, it's mine to give. One breath on this earth, in peace thou shalt sing. The next breath in heaven, round my throne shall ring. For life unto in the twinkling of an eye, gathered in my sight, in me you do abide. my word is true. Sealed with my suffering in love. It's a hard thing, for I bore the hard thing, and I made your body a thing that does ring. One breath on earth thou shalt sing. The next breath in heaven in my throne. In the twinkling of an eye, pass from life unto life. This is the covenant to the obedient I have sealed with my life. Next breath in heaven, in my throne shall ring. In you abide, your reward is my life. greatest thing that I can ever faithful unto death. Let thy life's bread be life, and the next breath I draw will be in heaven's light as thou dost pass. From life unto life, thy words just follow, and your reward is my life.
With one breath on earth, twinkling of an eye, you pass from life unto life, and the reward does follow you, which is the same of my life.
Sit down inside of me, inside of my Father. Thou art one with me. And the new name I've given you, written on the pearl of my body.